You remember last week when I said only the good die young? You notice that Billy Joel, the guy who sang that song, is now 70-something?
This is the Jam, part of the Sports Jam Network. Welcome to Jam This, with your host Rob Steele.
Last week was a hockey story. This week I'm going back to something I know a little bit better. It's a baseball story, and you know what? You're going to enjoy it anyway. It starts in a small town where I had the misfortune of living. Little town called Waverly, Tennessee. It's called Waverly because if you don't, y'all's going to miss it. Yeah, it was that small. You could give directions in this town by saying, yes, go to the stoplight and turn left. And you don't have to say which one because there is just one. Anyway, I was working fast food, which, whee, fun job. We had just gotten through with our lunch rush. I'm cooking, because that's what I did, and I was cleaning the grill after lunch. I look out in the dining room just to make sure there's no customers coming in. I see my three cashiers up front, and I see two people in the restaurant. That's it. I got time to clean. That's fine. All of a sudden, there's a commotion. I hear the door slam open, which is weird, because you don't hear doors like that slam very often. But it did. And this kind of homeless guy with a bunch of paper in one hand came running in, and he ran up to our customers and said, you need to find the Lord Jesus. You have not been saved. You need you to find the Lord because the Lord is our Savior, and on and on and on, like they do. Fine. And I thought, okay, you know, there's a difference between saying that to someone and assaulting someone with it, right? And this guy was into the assaulting category. And then he ran up to one of my cashiers. Now, we've got three registers, three cashiers, and the first cashier, I'll give her this. She tried. Hey, can I take your order, sir? You have not been saved. You need to find the Lord Jesus Christ for he... And I'm like, oh, dear. And then he moves to the second cashier, does the same thing. And my manager had come out, and he's looking over my shoulder, and I'm looking over the grill and out into the dining room. And he goes, I better go deal with that. And I said, can I do it? My manager looks at me, and he goes, you're thinking something evil, aren't you? I said, of course I am. I am Rob. That's what I do. Said, okay, go get him. So I get up front, and I tap the third cashier on the shoulder, because she's kind of going, I know he's coming to me next, and I don't want him to. I tap her on the shoulder, and she goes, what? I'm going to take your place. And she goes, okay. So I become the third cashier. Well, he's still on the second, and the second one's kind of freaking a little bit, because he's jumped over the counter. He's got her by the collar, and shaking her, going, you need to be saved. But she notices I'm there. And she knows I'm going to do something to him. So he finally drops her and comes over to me, reaches over the counter, grabs me by the collar and says, you need to find the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to be saved. And I grab him right back and said, you're damn right I need to be saved. I go out and give him 7 or 8 innings every damn start, and my bullpen keeps f***ing it up. You want me to be saved? Damn it, I want to be saved too. I deserve to be saved after all that. You want to talk to me about being saved? You go talk to my bullpen about me being saved. Absolutely bewildered look on this man's face. He still got me by the collar. I got him, too, but he loosens his grip a little bit and says, you want to be saved? I said, yes, I deserve to be saved, damn it. You go talk to my bullpen. He says, where are they? I said, they're at McDonald's, 2 blocks that way. Go get them. He said, right. Off he goes. From the back, I hear two things. One, my manager laughing hysterically. Then I hear him scream a bit because he laughed so hard that he fell over on the grill. Oops. If you enjoyed that story, drop me a note. Find me on Twitter, steel_42. Find me on my website, steel42.com. Please buy one of my books because, frankly, I need the money. One of my cars just died. Links on the website, or you can find them on Amazon, you can find them on Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. I don't care where you find them, because, hey, if you find books, my book might be there somewhere. If not, they'll order it. And if they don't, tell me, and I'll tell them that they need to be saved.